on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
God, I don't want to be here.
What do you mean?
I don't want to be here.
You're back. Welcome back.
I want to go back to Atlanta.
Well, the Super Bowl, I mean. Away from all the posters.
It was a lot of fun. First and foremost, computer's not working. We stepped back. We punted. Somehow we still got on time. I've been working on the computer all morning. We took all my passwords out. We're trying to fix my email. And now all of a sudden the Skype doesn't work. And we have to do downloads. And I'm so aggravated. It's unbelievable.
But we're here.
But we are here. Let me lay what we're going to do.
Okay.
In about 15 minutes or so, met one more, Hear More, the new headphone company. I met them out at the CES. I got pretty friendly with Joe Thrasher. He's the project manager on the phone with this. In about 15 minutes will be your senior brand and product manager, Tyler Runyon. And we're going to talk about some headphones. And,
awesome.
Yeah, and I got you a pair.
What? I'm going to need more ears with all these headphone companies. Like,
You talk too much. You talk too much.
But that's why you have two ears.
Just keep... I'm turning you. See,
I need a nose company now.
Dave Feldman will be on. He is from BKFC, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Great event Saturday night in Mexico.
I caught that on the Stream Pro.
Right.
That was a great event. Your boy Shannon the Cannon putting down business. Yeah. So it was great to see. Great fights.
And because he wasn't able to hold his pants up, he.
Yeah, think about belts. The Mission Belt should sponsor all of these events.
They probably should.
I mean, that would be awesome.
That would be a great deal of fun if they did get involved. We're trying to get a hold of Steve Bidlack. Friday, they start construction of the track.
Which track?
The racetrack down in St. Pete.
St. Pete, yeah.
They have asked for you not to come down.
St. Pete Grand Prix?
Yeah.
Pretty good at that go-kart.
They don't want you to come down there.
If you remember last year, I got second place, the media row. You remember that? Second place?
Yeah.
The trophy's right there.
Sure.
Take a look at it.
Sure.
You can hold it.
Sure.
You want to hold it?
Sure. Second place.
Whatever happened to your trophy?
I refused it. I refused it. Like,
do you think that's ever happened in the history of media competition where a media guy refuses his trophy?
I was going to say it's probably never happened, period, but you know what happened in the Olympics.
Well, it did it.
Yeah. The great country of the U.S. of A. refused their silver medal.
Did they really?
Uh-huh.
For what?
When they allegedly, it's kind of like T.J. Dillashaw refused, but they did get cheated when Russia had three attempts.
Oh.
And that's really the only loss. As I'm choking up here.
Are you okay?
I'm really not. I'm really not.
Uh-oh.
It's, you know, I've spent 6 weeks in the hospital with my dad.
Yeah.
And so, I'm catching anything and everything. Atlanta was a lot of fun. It truly was. From hanging with my brother. Yeah. So I got to stay in the castle. My sister and brother-in-law came on Saturday. And Warren Sapp got them credentialed.
Oh, what?
For Saturday. Just for Saturday.
Okay.
Wednesday, we did the radio show. It was Z on Radio Row. Friday, off the chain.
3-hour special segment. You heard it right here on Tantalk. We did a 3-hour live segment from Radio Row.
It was awesome.
Deontay Wilder, your boy.
Yeah, no, Deontay was on. DDP. I'm now tight with Cameron Lynch from the Buccaneers. Look for some things come football season with
Big
Cam.
Big yoga guy we found out.
Yeah, he went to the studio. Well, I think he went to Paige's house. And did it at the house.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lomas Brown. And you should have seen his face light up when we ran the liner. I didn't.
From 20 years ago.
Yeah.
In a hotel room, right? It was in a hotel.
I don't remember where he did it from.
Hotel lobby.
I really don't remember, but it was Super Bowl week-ish you know, when he did it. And I said, you know, I thought about getting a new one. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm keeping the Monster Jam Man.
And for those of you just tuning in, Lomas was the guy. I mean, he was the offensive tackle that, was it the tackle or an end?
He blocks the sun. He blocks the sun.
Well, he blocked for Barry Sanders.
But he can block the sun.
But Barry Sanders wouldn't have the yards and the accolades and the success he had without Lomas Brown clearing the way up front.
That's probably very true.
And that's what's perturbing about the Super Bowl this year is like they should have gave the award, the MVP, to the offense or the defensive line.
Like offensive line.
The offensive line, sorry.
Yeah.
They should have gave it to the offensive line. I mean, you know, it wasn't one person that dominated the game. It was a unit. You know, I don't know. That's my take. Well, why can't they just give it to an entire...
I mean, Edelman did a lot. Edelman made a lot of catches. Of course, without the catch to Gronk.
Yeah,
that you know, was huge. But I would have been cool. I thought it would have been awesome if they would have given it to the whole line.
That'd be
good. I don't know if they can give enough cars out.
Right.
And that's probably the issue. I don't know if there's enough cars that the O-line could have rode in... at Disney World, even though they wouldn't have gone. You know that.
Why wouldn't they go to Disney World?
Because they wouldn't have been one of the guys under contract.
Right.
You know, then that's what happened with Dexter Jackson.
Right.
Dexter Jackson wasn't one of those picked. So I think it was Brad and Gruden, you know, that went.
Right. So because they pre-select those guys.
Exactly.
Say, you under just contract. Won the Super Bowl. Right. Where are you going, Tom Brady? And it's like, Disney World.
Well, what did you think about the cluster F after the game trying to get to Brady? Who do you think was right? Who do you think was wrong? How do you think that was handled?
Well, I mean, being in the media corps, we know that, yeah, the guys that we work around and see, their job is to get the best angle, the best photo, the best liner, the best statement so they can get paid, right? So it's a frenzy. As soon as they ended the game, all those media guys are trying to get their little, you know, their career.
And I didn't have a problem, you know, with Brady kind of saying, wait, you know,
I think he should have waited. I think there should be like a period like where they wait. You know, I think there should be like a cool off period before the media is allowed to attack them. Like, look, give them a second to break. Let go to the other team. Congratulate the other quarterback, a young guy coming up, just lost the Super Bowl. Let Tom Brady like mentor him and say, hey, man, you did great. You know, there's next year.
I don't even know if it's important that it was Goff or whoever. It's let him come to you. You know, you run out to him. I get that.
Right.
Now let him do what he's got to do to end the game. You know, say who, it doesn't have to necessarily be the quarterback. It could have been anybody.
Right.
You know, the coaches.
Sure.
Edelman, they hugged for a while. He locked lips with Belichick. I don't know if you saw that.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
He like literally
looked? Yep. Wow. You know, let him do all that. It's his time.
He's an affectionate guy. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being affectionate. And because my computer is, you know, whatever, you need to stay on track talking to the sister ship.
Yep.
So that you know, we know what's going on. Tyler coming up, Tyler Runyon, momentarily 10, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes from now.
I think it's time to talk about your boy Maroon 5. Like, what did you think about the whole Nipplegate, like, you know, like Janet Jackson, it was, you know, a ban for her to do it and a huge controversy, but they let this knucklehead do it.
I wasn't a big fan of the halftime show.
Yeah.
You know, and I kinda like Maroon 5 a little bit.
You did.
Do
you lose respect for him after this? Like, did they go down a peg or
no,
two?
No, but they don't go up a peg or three.
Was it a good show? Was it a good? Like, did you like the performance? Did you like the big boy? Like, because I think they missed.
I love Big Boy. It used to be on 34th Street. They made the best burgers. Have you ever gone out to Pasadena?
You look like Big Boy. Get you some checker.
I've been gone 2 weeks, and you're getting ready to. Have you ever gone out to Pasadena?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you turn left off of Central, First Avenue, North, whatever.
Okay.
Just after you go by the second light, there's like a landscaping place there.
Okay.
Big Boy is there.
Oh, yeah?
That's the Big Boy statue.
Is it really?
From Big Boy. Are you familiar with Big Boy restaurants?
I remember.
The Big Boy is there.
The checker overalls. Yeah. The red and white.
I want that.
Yeah, you want that?
I wonder what they're selling it for.
I don't know.
So... I don't know who Big Boy is. I don't know who.
Well, like, so is Atlanta rap group Outkast. I mean, everybody was suspecting that Andre 3000 was going to come and appear, and they were going to kill this halftime show as a special guest. But he didn't. You know, all it did was Big Boy came out in this ridiculous mink coat.
Yeah.
And now Pete is up his butt.
crew. Go on Radio Row. Your pizzeria right now.
Okay.
Not counting now that we're crammed in the office because the computer didn't work.
We are stuffed.
More people are in your pizzeria. Let me rephrase it. More people are in your closed pizzeria. Let me rephrase it. More people are in your locked, closed pizzeria than were on Radio Row on Saturday.
What?
There were zero people there. Zero.
Why?
It was done. Everybody was gone. Everything was shut down. Wow. On Friday, you know, CBS had their big thing, and Fox had their big thing. You know, everybody was there.
Was Media Row at the convention center, or was it at the stadium?
It was at the convention center.
Oh, okay.
So I got to tell
you. That makes sense.
Kind of a funny story, and I won't say his name.
Okay.
So there is a radio personality
okay.
that's in Atlanta now.
All right.
So I saw him on Thursday,
okay.
but I was busy. He was running around. So Friday, I get there early because we're on at 9 in the morning. On last Friday, we did a 3-hour special broadcast, and want to thank the Tan Talk Radio Network for hooking us up with more time and, you know, booted some people and did whatever they did. So I went up to this guy, and I stuck my hand out, and he stuck his hand out, and he said his name. And I said, yeah, I know. That's why I came over to say hi to you. We used to do radio together in Tampa.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
How could somebody forget you? You got a face for radio.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. But it was funny. I'll tell you more off the air.
Okay.
But it was definitely funny.
I like off air stuff.
So Saturday, we walked around a little bit. It was kind of a wasted morning because we went to the College Football Hall of Fame. Been there. Okay. We went and covered the taste of the NFL.
Yeah, how was that?
It is my favorite event during Super Bowl week.
Of course. It's food related.
It's food related. There's ex players. Dexter Jackson was there. We got to hang out with him. Keep an eye on that. Mm-hmm. A legend who walked by the show on Friday when Lomas Brown was on.
Okay.
And kind of, you know, said a few things.
Was it Herschel Walker?
No, Morton Anderson.
Oh, Mort!
Morton Anderson.
Is that the salt guy?
Yes. he started his own pepper company as well.
He was automatic though, wasn't he?
So oh, he was. He was automatic Grammatica before Martine was.
Man, more Anderson, I remember that guy was a good legend.
Legend.
Got a boot on him.
So
Tyler's ready.
Okay.
So we're
gonna get back to Taste of the NFL, some conversations we had with Morton Anderson, with Dexter Jackson. I had a long one with Stink from ESPN. I don't know. Well, you're a Denver guy.
Stink. Oh, Mark.
Mark, starts with an S.
Lawlerloaf?
Yeah, something like that. So we're going to get to all of that. But we're going to start a new monthly segment.
Okay.
And let's welcome to the program from One More, Tyler Runyon, who is your senior brand and product manager. We hooked up with these guys at the CES.
Okay.
And products are unbelievably awesome. So the first month, we're just going to get to know them a little bit. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Randy.
Well, we appreciate your time. Tell us again, I know that we had Joe on, you know, out at the CES, but fill us in a little bit about One More as we start this relationship.
Yeah, I mean, One More is a relatively new headphone company based in San Diego. We're actually headquartered out in Shenzhen, China. But, you know, what's kind of putting us on the map right now is we're offering really high quality audiophile grade headphones at a consumer friendly value. So we're trying to be disruptive in an industry where, you know, price hiking and design shortcuts are typically the norm. And we want to be the stepping stone for your everyday listener to break into the high res audiophile headphone space without having to drop hundreds of dollars.
Now, I know Joe said that we were going to talk a little bit about a noise-canceling dual driver headphones, and you're going to explain that. But talk about, you know, noise cancellation and how important that is. And, you know, when the spouse is screaming at you, or more importantly, when you're out cutting the yard, you know, you want to block all that out so you can just enjoy the music, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, people like to have that additional feature of noise cancellation, you know, especially when you're traveling, trying to get away from the kids or wife. You know, whatever the situation may be, it's nice to have that additional feature. And the cool thing about our active noise canceling headphones, the name of the product is the Dual Driver BT ANC headphones. But, you know, most headphones, when you're using the ANC function, the sound quality diminishes. And we are able to mitigate this issue by applying a proprietary low distortion balanced armature where instead of sending the high frequency signals through the active noise canceling driver inside the headphones, we send it directly to your ears. This results in, you know, no signal loss, abundant details, and a more complete listening experience.
You know, and I always used the line, and when I saw some of your products at PepCon before the CES, if you can't operate, decorate. And not only is the quality of the product so good, the appearance of it, the designs of it are kick butt as well.
Yeah, definitely. We just recently won 8 IF Design Awards for our products. We have a great design team out in China who does stellar work designing and implementing our headphones and bringing it to market. So One More has a great team, you know, globally, and we have a fantastic engineering team as well. Pretty much everything you see, from the materials we use to how we lay the drivers inside each earpiece to how we tune the headphones, is all proprietary to One More, and that in the end helps us drive costs down for consumers.
Definitely looking for a great long relationship with you guys. I know that we're going to start doing some giveaways as well, but where can our national audience go? How do they look up the different products? And more importantly, where can they go to purchase?
Yeah, so if your viewers and listeners just go to onemore.com, it's the number 1 and then M-O-R-E, they'll be able to look at all of our products on our website. You can also find us on social media by searching at onemoreusa. And thank you for having me, and I look forward to building this relationship with you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Tyler, thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
Likewise. Take care, guys.
So long. And when I say, rest of his day, it's 2:00 here. It's still morning out there, so yeah. He has a long day ahead of him.
Hope we didn't wake him up.
Back to Saturday.
Yeah.
And I still need to tell you what's coming up in L.A.
Yeah, what's going on in L.A.?
In a couple of weeks. But so anyway, so we walked around.
What's not going on in L.A.? The championship parade.
Yeah, well, the parade was over. The parade was yesterday. So we walked around, and, what was funny is we went up to Morton Anderson, again, legend. You know how I don't take many photos.
You don't.
Even though I should for the website.
Yeah, you should.
I really don't, but I remember Mort. We took a photo, and my brother kind of made a comment about, do you know this person?
Okay.
And Mort goes, yeah, I love her to death. It's my masseuse. And my brother goes, yeah, she's mine too. She's kind of like my stepmom. And so now they've connected.
Wow.
And they're going to look to do some things together and that kind of stuff. But I talked to Stink from the Four Letter Network, which was cool. I really want, and I'm sure he's told the story why he goes by Stink. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. Because, there's a long line. You go up, it's your turn, you talk for a minute. I'm trying to think who else was there. Dexter Jackson. There was probably 10, maybe even more Hall of Famers.
At the Taste of the NFL.
Okay. Each city has a chef, and I did go up to your boy.
Tyson Grant.
Yeah.
And Shore Grill.
Talked briefly with him. Talked to a lot of the players. But, it was one of those things, and you've been around me long enough. Do you stay where you know it's awesome? Or do you take a chance and go to this other event that $3,000 a person, that was the entrance fee?
Wow.
And we had passes.
Sure.
So now do I stay where the Taste of the NFL, where the food is unbelievably awesome?
I bet it's incredible.
Little taste things.
It's like the food fight. You get the little sample, but it's like the flavors and the quality. It's just, I'm sure it's superb.
And you can eat 400 of them.
Right.
Right. Or do you go to the other thing that allegedly the Diesel, which is the DJ, the DJ Diesel was supposed to be there.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx was scheduled to be there. Ludacris, whoever that is, was scheduled to be there. I know the name, but
Atlanta,
I couldn't tell you.
Atlanta legend.
The Black Eyed Peas were supposed to be there.
Okay.
Trying to think who else. I think that might have been it.
CeeLo Green?
Well, I don't know if he was listed.
Okay, he was there.
But he turned out to be there. So we stayed for a while. We ate for a while. We drank for a while. We talked to players for a while. And then we said, all right, let's go.
Okay.
So we walked to the, we get there. It's such a backup that we told the Uber driver, let us out on the street.
Wow.
And we'll walk up the ramp to this house.
It's busy.
Oh, it was busy. It definitely was busy.
Sure.
So we walk through the house.
Okay.
To the backyard, past the pool,
right
into the tent.
Okay.
There was probably 400 people in the tent.
Okay.
So I text my sister.
Intimate gathering with superstars.
Yeah. I text my sister, where are you?
Okay.
She says, right side of the stage towards the front.
Front row.
So I go right side of the stage to the front row. I'm a fullback, linebacker, and offensive tackle at the same time. And I literally got within 1/4 of an inch from the stage.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the video.
And I'm texting her, where are you? You know what she said? Take a guess what my sister and brother-in-law said.
Behind you.
I'm sorry, we're on the left side. We have room for you. Come over.
Did you walk across the stage?
I told her that she could basically go herself because I'm on the stage.
You should have walked across it. I'm not behind CeeLo.
No, in front of him.
Jamie Foxx.
Hey, I should have high-fived him as I walked
by. I did watch your video, though. I thought it was really impressive that Jamie Foxx tried to calm the crowd down. They weren't listening. Everybody just talking and socializing. And he was like, look, we have an important message to do here. And if we don't get this out, you guys don't listen to what this man has to say. I think Mark was going up to present.
Right.
We're really going to miss an opportunity to do something great with our time and our efforts. And I thought it was commendable. I'd never seen that side of him, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was definitely cool. And he was there about a minute and a half, told his little thing, and I heard he left. CeeLo Brown came up. I was going to bid on the CeeLo Brown thing.
Yeah?
What was the CeeLo was 4 hours in his studio.
Really?
With him.
So we could broadcast live from there.
Well, not only would we have been able to do that, he would have helped you produce and sang anything that you wanted to do.
I was thinking some soul food.
Well, I didn't want you involved.
No, soul food.
I wanted what's his name?
It's CeeLo Brown.
CeeLo, I was going to say CJ.
He's part of Goody Mob.
I don't know who that is.
That's a great rap
group. I know him from The Voice.
That's
but
soul food.
As much as I love our open, could you imagine if we would have had CeeLo Brown help write, even though I pretty much wrote our open, CeeLo Brown to kind of do an open for us?
CeeLo Green.
I wanted CeeLo Brown.
Yeah. Well, the control
it's
station.
It's M&M's.
The control stations. But I think if the control station can bring us some soul food coming out of the break.
I like soul food. Yeah, I like black eyed peas. I like ham hocks.
Black eyed peas were there.
I was disappointed. I didn't know the girl was gone.
The key to rappers.
I guess she's been gone. All right.
A food name.
Exactly. The girl who was married to the guy from the Vegas TV show. I didn't know that she left.
Which one?
I don't know. Whatever her name is. The white girl.
The flipping chick. The flipping house chick. Was that the girl?
I don't know.
That wasn't the Vegas, was it?
It was Vegas. A TV show, Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And that the one of the stars of, I don't even know his name, but was married to her, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So they came out. They sang. I was on the stage. It was pretty cool for tonight's going to be a good night.
Oh, yeah.
So I filmed that. I posted it on the Book of Face. And then I tagged Joe Stevenson because that used to be his walkout.
Really?
And kind of like the Tom Lawlor, you know, the real American, tonight's going to be a good night is very important for you to win when you come out to that song.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, a song selection is crucial in that moment.
Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel, yeah.
Was married to Fergie.
He's got one of those.
My real producer is updating me.
He's a guy that's like, he's in everything, but you don't know who he is.
Wasn't he in like Transformers or one of those?
Yeah. I mean, but he's in everything. Like you flip through the channel, you always see him. But no one could ever like tell you what his name is, except our producer.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, no, great job.
Who's that guy I raised?
Yeah, I'm going to double his salary like I've done. So we hung out there. It was kind of cool. And then as soon as we left, we went and got something to eat. You would have been impressed. I lost my mind. I wanted to kill somebody.
Oh, not in Atlanta. You got to be careful up there.
We went to this place that my brother wanted to go to. We didn't. We just wanted to go eat.
Steakhouse?
No, this was like a nightclub. I hate nightclubs. I hate them. You know, it's too loud. I want to hang out. I want to talk. I want to whatever.
Sure.
So we're sitting there, and we just got through eating these little burgers or whatever. And the moron DJ, his music was coming to an end, you know, how he's on the computers and stuff. So he's at the bar. So he flies over, hits the table. Of course, my brother had a VIP table.
Of course.
The table shakes.
Oh, no.
And my Diet Coke, which it was, spilled all over my pants. Both legs of my pants.
They're like, oh, the senior citizen guy just peed himself.
I was so mad. So my brother goes and says one of his buddies, that's his, he was either his former roommate or his roommate.
You know what big DJ news you missed over the weekend? Like, so you know the Fortnite, like, video game? Like, no. The online gaming stuff, like, how big it is? They had a live virtual concert with DJ Marshmello. So, like, all these kids streaming on their device tuned in live for this, like, scheduled live DJ in a video game. It changed entertainment. I mean, it will change the future, undoubtedly. And the reason I know is because I was hosting a Little League baseball team. They just got done with their season, or soccer team, sorry. It was a soccer team on Saturday. They gave out the awards. And all these kids are stuck to their device going nuts. And I'm like, what's going on? They're like, it's a live concert. And I'm like, in where? Like, in a video game. That's what we got to do.
And yeah, that's the Marshmello guy.
DJ Marshmello. Okay. We got to get into that kind of... That's where we got to take this show. We got to take Knockout Radio into...
You're going to put a Marshmello in your head?
The video game world, the cyber world. We got to get there and broadcast live on video games.
Well, we're working on some stuff. In a couple weeks, I'm flying to L.A. to meet with Warren Sapp's producer.
Yep.
And he's going to teach me or us, if you want to come out,
sure,
on how to do some things, how to stream, how to, you know, take. MMA Weekly does a great job.
Yep.
Obviously, I'm indebted to Bubba and everything that we do there, the Tan Talk. We want to take this 2, 3, 4, 10 levels higher.
Well, you're always at the CES. So if anybody can make it happen, those relationships you have, the drone people, the technology people.
We're going to have a drone that's going to start filming, from the show. We're going to do some things here to this rat hole that's called your office.
Oh, this is a great office.
It's 700 degrees in here.
Because I didn't know you were coming.
Well, you knew I was coming. You just didn't know my computer wasn't going to.
I didn't know.
Like I said, I deleted Apple, is trying to help me fix this awful machine. And we deleted everything. We deleted all my passwords. So I had to sign up Skype under something different.
You know what also got deleted on Sunday?
The Rams.
The doubt that Tom Brady is the GOAT.
There's no doubt.
Unquestionably.
There's no doubt.
To ever do it.
So there's some people on the Book of Face that have brought up, well, Joe Montana is still the GOAT.
Okay, 4 rings, 4 attempts.
Here's the thing.
Pretty good dude.
He, very good, but here's what I said.
Okay.
Give Tom Brady, Roger Craig,
Jerry Rice,
Rathman, Jerry Rice, Ken Norton Jr., and not only will he not lose a Super Bowl game.
Or a game.
He will not lose a game.
Yeah.
You give him the talent. I mean, he has some good guys.
Sure.
But, give him some Hall of Famers, to mix in with good guys.
No question.
They won't lose a game.
I mean, they're not even talking. They're not even comparing him to football players anymore. Like, it went straight to Jordan. I mean, 6 rings.
Is your internet still awful?
No, it's perfect.
Okay, well, we're cutting out for like 45 seconds at a time.
Are we really?
Yeah.
How could that be possible?
This is you. This is all you. This is all. See, we need to step up.
Well, this cable wasn't plugged in.
Oh, yeah, that's.
It's not, though.
All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit our first break of the afternoon. A lot of stuff to get to. Some UFC stuff. There's some rumors floating out there about Khabib and who his next fight will be. Will it not be Tony Ferguson? A whole lot of stuff to get to. We won't get to much of it, but we'll get to some. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Snap Zone. This is Knockout Radio. Get down.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
So what did you think of the liners I sent you from the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, the Deontay Wilder. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that guy.
So we'll run that coming in and out of the next break. And I know I sent it to you, and I know I sent it to the fathership, the mothership, the uncleship, and I'll resend it just to make sure because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was shocked when you, because you never know who's going to show up at a Super Bowl, right? I mean, being a media row, you saw Jerry Rice walk by you. Who was some other big names there?
The biggest name was Mark Summers. You know, which I said before.
The Double Dare.
The Double Dare. Yeah. Carter. Nick Carter was there.
Nick Carter. He's an Atlanta guy.
No, he's not. He's a Tampa Bay guy. But,
is he?
But that's okay.
No, he's a fan of Tampa Bay.
No, he's from Tampa Bay.
But he lives up there, doesn't he?
No, he lives here.
Does he?
Yeah.
Nick Carter lives here?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Never seen him.
I believe
him.
He was born at Tampa General.
Never seen him anywhere.
Well, that's because he's...
Goes a different circle.
Backstreet. You know what I'm saying?
Backstreet Boy joke?
No, he is a Backstreet Boy. Why is that so funny?
I don't know. I don't go on those Backstreets. I've never seen him.
No, he's one of the Backstreets. Right. And I really wanted to go talk to him because I spent a lot of money to get the suite for the concert.
You did.
You know, but I was
talking. Sold it out. You sold. Oh, you got two pairs.
Yeah. I got.
Can we give those away to our listener?
No.
Like just a random night of awkwardness where you're like. Hanging out with some random weirdo from like a trailer park.
I hang around a weirdo all the time, and that'd be you.
And now we're confined in this office.
Yeah, that's why Sean doesn't want to come down, but we've already made room for him.
I'm going to have to soundproof this thing if we're going to make this a regular occurrence.
You really could. It would really be cool.
It would be a great. I mean, we get CeeLo Green to come over here and like.
No, he's going to sing. He's not going to build. You're going to have him build construction.
If Vanilla Ice can build me a house. You know, if he can remodel a house, then why can't CeeLo Green build a studio?
No, you want Staffzone to build the studio. You want CeeLo Green with his brother CeeLo Brown to make a new open.
No, that's good. No, but Deontay Wilder to walk down Media Row and then to spend the time with you and then talk about, you know, his positive message about, you know, when you're down, you got to get yourself back up. And then we all know it was highly publicized about how he reached out publicly to... you know, Tyson Fury's fan base and to Tyson himself and said, look, man, you got to get up. You got to get out of this depression. You got to get back. Your fans need you. Your people need you. And that's what motivated Tyson to lose the weight when he had ballooned up to 400 pounds and have that super fight. And we all know how that went.
You know, well, it wasn't a super fight. It was a heavyweight fight.
But it wasn't
a super fight.
But it was the biggest fight of the year so far. I mean, what bigger fight was last year than that fight? That had more anticipation. Was it?
Yeah, you know, not really, because I argue with all of you knuckleheads that MMA is really not where everybody thinks it is yet. I mean, it still is, but I did ask Deontay about how important it is for an American to be the heavyweight champion of the world, and I think it is, because we only care about ourselves.
Who was the last American heavyweight?
Couldn't tell you. It was like 8 years ago.
Lennox Lewis or?
Well, all right. Well,
I don't know who it was.
Lennox Lewis is from England.
Well, then it's not him. Because I know my geography. I don't know boxers. I guess I can look that up since I have a computer here.
Yeah, you have the working computer. I don't.
I will search right now. So,
thoughts on UFC last week? It's been a little while since we have talked. You know, it's a portion of what Knockout Radio is all about. Thoughts on anything that happened last week in Brazil? Did you watch it?
I did not. I missed the Brazil fight. I was working. I was working Saturday night, and I guess the fights were over. They were they on a time delay? Because I was on social media and I saw Max Griffin post after
that's your first problem, social media.
And then my wife was like, hey, the prelims are on, and I'm like, it's already over. Like Max lost, like a decision to to Thiago Alves. Or Tiago, whatever.
But at least he was wearing the Knockout Radio tee.
He was.
How about that?
With Amanda Nunes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. How many years?
Two or three.
I mean, how cool is that you know, you give a promotional t-shirt to a guest, right? Max Griffin fought in Orlando, fought Mike Perry, Platinum Mike, won the fight, came over here, did a little cooking demonstration, hanging out at the on the air with us. And then you give him a promotional shirt, the Knockout Radio versus everybody. And then he shows up in Brazil with the shirt on. Not only with the shirt on, but with the champ.
It was cool.
Amanda Nunes.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, it's cool when I see anybody wear it.
But how cool is that he took the thought, the process to actually pack it, take it with them.
It's cool. But
it's amazing.
It does his meet and greets and all these celebrities meet him.
That's awesome.
And
it's
awesome. He's in the Knockout Radio or Eric in Denver or... You know, Stan in San Diego.
Is Amanda Nunes the best female fighter of all time?
I would think you'd have to say so. I believe she is the best female mixed martial artist.
Because bare knuckle, 3-0 in her career, Beck Rawlings.
Yeah, I'm not even saying Beck Rawlings, but wouldn't you have to think Ali is going to be somewhere in the mention of greatest female combat fighters?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Sure.
And who was Christy... I can't think of her last name. She was out of Orlando. She was a very good boxer. I interviewed her, back in the day. I mean, there's been a lot of good. But, yeah, I mean, and it always falls into what have you done for me lately?
Sure.
You know, so we forget, women from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because of what Amanda has done and the two people that she has beaten, who a lot of people did consider. You know, Ronda was up there. Obviously, Cyborg was up there.
Sure.
A lot of people thought Cyborg was the GOAT. So if Amanda goes in there, goes up in weight, beats her, and not only beats her, but beats her the way she did.
First round?
Yeah, I would definitely.
And Ronda, first round? I mean, you can't dispute, Amanda's hands, but that's her style.
It didn't surprise me of her beating Ronda, how she beat Ronda, how quick she beat Ronda. But who honestly thought she would go in there and beat Cyborg the way she did? Seriously.
Nobody. But Cyborg didn't fight her fight. Well, Cyborg rushed it. She went toe-to-toe with Amanda.
All right, let me do this as best I can. Wah, wah, wah. Who cares?
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
Right, I know.
It doesn't matter how
but
she
but
lost.
But if they fight again, I don't think that's the same outcome. I think Cyborg fights a different fight, and I think Amanda does not win the second time.
And I think Amanda obviously will do just as good, if not better, because there had to be some doubt. You know, and again, we've talked to fighters. I think I'm going to win, but there's still doubt. She's fighting arguably the greatest female fighter of all time, female mixed martial artist of all time in Cyborg. And if you have that self-doubt, now you're going to go into the rematch, hopefully not overconfident, but confident in, look what I did last time. I'm confident.
Sure.
Why wouldn't she win again?
Yeah, I guess Henry Cejudo will be a lot more confident fighting Dillashaw at 135.
Oh, absolutely.
So he should win when he goes up in weight.
And when he fights him at 155. And when he fights him at 170.
But you're right about, like, what have you done for me lately? I mean, all this talk this week has been about Tom Brady, the GOAT, and Belichick, the greatest coach.
And again, there's two different people that you mentioned. And a lot of people, I did watch some of the Four Letter Network, and they were bringing up Phil Jackson.
Okay.
Here's the difference.
Okay.
And I already said it. It's like the, you know, Joe Montana had, let's name everybody Joe Montana had.
Oh, yeah.
Name everybody that was on that Tampa Bay Buccaneer Super Bowl that won in 02. 02 season in 03.
Yeah.
Name three players, okay, that Phil Jackson had. Name them.
Scottie Pippen, Tony Kukoc, Michael Jordan, Bill Cartwright. Paxson, Curry.
Kobe, Shaq.
Oh, yeah, that's the way he moved to L.A.
Yeah, well, I'm saying.
Let's talk about Chicago.
No, he didn't win 11 titles in Chicago.
Right.
Okay, so you said how many titles he won. So the first three names you're going to say, or you
Kobe,
should.
Kobe, Shaq, and Jordan.
Right.
Right.
All right, now name three that Belichick has had.
Brady.
Okay.
Brady and Brady.
That's why Bill Belichick is the greatest coach in all of sports.
Right.
Now, if you want to throw Wooden in, only because college is so different.
Right.
College, you know, you have
Gino
today,
or
Gino.
Yeah,
I mean,
Gino dominant.
Her name, I don't remember her name, from Tennessee, you know, who I think.
Oh, Pat Summitt.
Pat Summitt. You know, college is so difficult to win at because, you know, the turnover is constant.
Sure.
You know, Bill Belichick, the turnover has been constant except for Brady.
Right.
You know, and he's had a bunch of good players. I would say he's better than Jackson only because Jackson had, first of all, it's five. It's not 52.
Right.
It's five. It's not 11 if you want to go, you know, who's playing at the time. But I think it's harder. I think it's harder to win when there's more guys on the team. Five on five, LeBron has proven.
Sure.
LeBron took an awful team to the finals.
Right. Absolutely. And,
right?
And basketball is a different sport because the same guy can have an impact on defense and offense and control the game, you know, himself.
Well, and so does Bill Belichick. He controls the offense and the defense.
Well, yeah, well, he does, but Brady can't.
I did like what McVay did.
What did he do?
You know, by how he tried to adjust by not breaking the huddle until the
15 seconds
still went off.
To the head.
You know, the defensive coordinator couldn't change, so now it's mano a mano.
Do you like that?
Like what?
Do you like it with like the coaches calling in plays from the sideline? Like, shouldn't the field general be the field general?
Well,
Montana didn't have no headset, no,
you know,
headphones.
But you could do like college and hold 77 of those billboards up.
What is all that about?
They're sending plays in,
right?
But only one is the real play, and right. The other is because, you know, you're always trying to steal.
Sure.
Just like you're always trying to steal signals.
Right. In baseball,
you know, in
right.
baseball right. or any other sport.
Sure.
So that's all it is. They hold all these boards up, and they know which board is which board. And, you know, but, yeah, just put it on the wrist and make a play call.
Right. I mean, I think that's the genius in a quarterback is, like, you know, let them run the show.
But here's the genius of Bill Belichick.
What is it?
He's a genius.
Yeah, he's, I mean.
I mean, there's absolutely no doubt.
The greatest to ever do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How do you not say that? Like I said.
I mean, he did lose three Super Bowls. Twice to the Giants and once to the Eagles.
Absolutely. And if you look at, and when, I'm going to argue with myself.
This should be good.
The Super Bowl that I was in Phoenix, it took a fluke play against the Giants where he caught the ball in the helmet.
Right.
Right to
right,
win it.
The bubble gum stick.
But then look at Seattle. It took morons for New England to beat Seattle.
Sure.
Morons.
That's true. And Atlanta, they were getting crushed in the first half. They had to come back with, like, the greatest comeback in football history, you know, just to win that Super Bowl in overtime in Atlanta 2 years ago.
And I love 28-3. No matter where you go, you see signs 28-3. Don't forget 28-3.
Yeah, in Atlanta, all over.
Not in Atlanta. All over the country and all over the world.
I'll never forget.
When the Astros won the World Series, I'm sure you didn't watch because you don't own a TV. When they were unveiling the World Series banner,
okay.
And the banner got caught, and some schmo had to climb up there and pull on the banner,
okay,
you know, so that it would open up. If you looked, and it wasn't hard to see, behind there was a big apartment complex.
Okay.
And somebody had a banner hanging there 28-3.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
It's funny.
You know, whether you're a Falcon or non-Falcon.
But I don't watch baseball, so I wouldn't have watched that anyway. It's the slowest game on earth. I mean, if you're really into baseball, if you're a true fan, it's one pitch at a time. It's all strategy. It's lefty versus righty. It's one pitch count. There's so many dynamics to the game. I can see how people get absorbed in it. But just to watch it as a casual fan, just at a bar or a restaurant or like, you know, on the couch, it's not something I'm doing.
I don't like it. I stopped watching baseball years ago.
If I go in person, I go at the second inning and I leave at the seventh.
If I go to baseball, I go before it starts and leave it first.
but what are the good old days, like with Harry Carey? Like, that's what made it fun.
I broadcasted a show in Wrigley, in Chicago, and Harry stumbled by me and fell down the steps. It was awesome.
Was he drunk?
I'm not seeing that.
That's awesome. No, but like, that's what made baseball fun, man. The announcers, like, that's what baseball needs is, like, announcers. We can't listen to Joe Buck anymore.
They have announcers.
Oh, yeah, but they suck.
They stink. Okay. Some stink.
Oh, maybe get Mark the Stink Solaris to do it.
There you go.
He's just as unentertaining to listen to.
I love listening to him.
Do you really?
I really do.
Really?
He's very educated. He speaks well.
He does talk well.
And even more after meeting him, do I want to listen to him more.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just seems like a really good, knowledgeable, good dude.
I don't want to listen to him, like commentate.
Then there's people like you who don't speak well, not a good dude, don't dress well.
I got the same voice, and I'm on the radio. So, joke's on them.
You definitely have a face for radio, though.
I do.
There is no doubt.
I got a personality for the stage.
John Jones.
Did he pop again?
No, I'm not. No. I don't think so.
I thought I just saw a pop-up on my news feed the other day.
He might have had a pop-up. You know, that's one of those things that is it too early to start looking at the UFC in Vegas? I know there's more.
So we've got February 9th.
Oh, it's this weekend.
Yeah, Melbourne, Australia. Yeah, well, Whitaker versus Gastelum in the headline.
Thoughts?
Man, that's going to be a good fight. I don't know. I have no idea who's got the advantage in that one.
I don't want to say I'm leaning towards Gastelum, only because I don't think he can win. And that's been his whole career. People have picked against him, whether it was on The Ultimate Fighter, you know, or any other time.
Yeah, we saw him in Denver. I mean, he looked good.
I think it's going to be a good fight. But I don't think Robert Whittaker gets the credit that he deserves.
I agree with that.
You know, I think both times, if I remember, and I don't remember well, you know, when he fought Romero, most people are, Romero's going to go in there and destroy him and then eat him. I mean, and Whittaker struggled in one, but came out victorious in both. So,
and then we've got another, you know, Royce Gracie and Matt Hughes scenario going on here. We've got the co-main event, Israel. You want to say his last name?
No, you're the pronouncer.
Adesanya? Adesanya? Versus Anderson Silva. Silva, but used to be the GOAT, considered the greatest of all time. This fight does not interest me. I think Anderson's going to get crushed. I think Israel's just going to put it on him, and it's going to be a sad display of, like, why did they do that to this guy?
Well, Anderson did it to himself because he wants to continue to fight. It's going to continue to make money.
What happened to him?
He, like, got old.
No, like, so what happened? I mean, he
took female pills.
Yeah, maybe.
Not baby, I mean.
You hang on lawyers too much. When you say something, it's always allegedly. Like, was Harry Carey drunk? Like, not saying he was.
Like, I'm certainly not saying he wasn't.
You're getting good at this whole, like, legal thing.
Yeah.
But no, I think, I mean, Anderson was so dominant for so long. And then, you know, what, did he lose his confidence? Like, was it a confidence thing that got broken? I mean, Ronda Rousey, obviously, the kick to the face ended her confidence. But, I mean, was that it? That, like, when he lost the losing streak and then it's just a downward spiral from there? Or what do you think? Like, what's your opinion? I mean, you've been around this a long time.
Once you get knocked out, you're now susceptible to it. Once you lose, it's kind of in the back of your mind.
I think it's a mental thing for him.
I think that's part of it, but also they've caught up.
And he's old, and the training's so much better, and these guys are coming up younger and have better facilities and better camps and better knowledge, right? Better nutrition. Yeah, I'll just let you keep. Is our co-host here?
No, who's writing a ticket on the cars out there?
What do you mean?
That's pretty cool.
We're writing a ticket?
Yeah.
For what?
For parking illegally.
Are they really?
No, I'm only kidding.
I was like, is my car parked illegally?
Yeah, it's taking up three spots. But it's just something wrong with you or anybody picking against Anderson Silva, against an up-and-comer. I mean, he's still an up-and-comer. Very good.
Right. What's the point behind that?
That's not him.
Israel was the one that drank out of his shoe.
He might have done it after the other guy did it.
Who was the other guy?
I don't know. The big heavy dude.
And why'd they do it?
Big Samoan. That's his thing. The shoey where he spits in somebody's shoe and then drinks a beer.
But I saw Israel drink like at some kind of event he was doing. He was there.
It's pretty disgusting.
It is.
All right. Who else is fighting?
We got Bantam Bout is Ronnie Yanni.
I love when you can't pronounce a name.
How do you say it?
No, that's your job.
Ronnie Yanya?
Who's he fighting?
Ricky Simon.
All right.
See, if you got two first names, I can say them.
Where do you got that one?
If it's Ricky Bobby, I'm good all day.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Then you got Montana De La Rosa versus Nadia Kasem.
Casey Kasem's daughter?
Depends on if there's two S's or one. And then you got Jimmy Crute versus Sam Ivey.
Isn't that your boy?
Alvey.
Isn't he your boy?
Smiling Sam, my boy.
Yeah, Smiling Sam. Don't you guys converse?
He's always on the Instagram.
He is.
Liking photos, checking in, say what's up.
That's what you're supposed to. Are you excited about it?
I think the main event, yes. Obviously, you know, because Sam's cool cat and right, personal relationship.
Pull up, hit Israel.
Yep.
Go down and hit it.
Got it.
And see what comes up. Tell me who has he fought.
Oh, he's 15-0.
Okay.
So he's never lost.
All right. Wow. Is that what 15-0 means?
Undefeated.
Is that what 15-0 means?
Undefeated. Champion of the world.
That
should be an announcer.
No, you really shouldn't.
But he's from Nigeria, 6'4", 185 pounds, and he's ranked number 6, fighting Anderson the Spider Silva, ranked number 15, 6'2", 185 pounds.
You still haven't answered any of the questions that I've asked.
Who has he fought?
Yeah.
I don't know. This new UFC webpage, have you seen it since they merged? They changed the website all up with the ESPN?
No.
It's not as easy as it used to be.
Okay, I'm looking. He beat Derek Brunson.
Okay.
Just cough into it. It's okay. UFC 230. At the Ultimate Fighter finale, he beat Brad Tavares. You know, two decent names there. But after that, I mean, tell me who he's beat. Rob Wilkinson.
Yeah, Rob.
UFC 221. He's only been in the UFC for 4 fights. He did beat Melvin.
His striking accuracy is 55%. Significant strikes, 241. I wonder, didn't Max Griffin just post his significant strikes versus Alves?
I don't know.
It was like a landslide. It wasn't even close, and he lost. How did he lose?
Because it's judges. You know, when you leave it in the hands of judges. All right, so now I want to just, I may have to change my opinion on you.
Okay.
Because I don't think that highly now, but maybe we'll change it.
Why? What did I do right?
I'm just stalling as I pull up his Anderson.
You're going to pull up a Hall of Fame list of guys that he's run through.
Well, who
has he run through recently?
Well, and that's kind of what I want to look at. So, he beat Brunson. So
they both beat Brunson.
Okay.
Okay.
He lost to Cormier.
Okay.
Which I think we might have just dropped again.
Did we drop? No, we got 3 minutes to the top.
Okay. He lost a boring unanimous decision to DC. He lost to Bisping. The no contact. All right. He lost back to back to Weidman. So he really he has 1 win in his last 6 fights.
And how many drug tests has he failed? So he's lost those too as well.
And it's been
he's like the 1-10.
0-2. Yeah. Other than the fight that he just won,
right.
His last win was in 0-2.
And you're going to take that over this new up-and-coming star coming out in the best shape of his life, hungry to beat the GOAT, ready to leave a mark on the industry, drinking out of a shoe. This Israel kid's going to kill her, man. He's coming after him.
Put the thing up so we know what we're going to do.
I mean, I don't want to see Anderson go out like that, man. Like, let him.
It's too late.
I know.
You know, and this is what I've always said, and here's where I've had my problems. Who are you, who are we, to say when somebody needs to stop making money?
Right.
Now, to me, it's a little different when you're a legend.
Sure.
And Anderson Silva. Possibly in South Dakota. You don't have to be on Route Mushmore.
Mushmore.
If you're on Mushmore, that's different. But, you know, if you're in, you know, the category, if you're in the conversation, I don't want to see you go out like he possibly may. But what happens if he wins this fight Saturday? Are you 100% sure Anderson Silva can't win this fight?
I mean, I'm not 100%. I mean, once that 90? Cage closes, anything can happen. I mean, ask Buster Douglas.
No, that's definitely true. All right, one hour down, 1 hour to go. We're going to talk a little Rugged Maniac when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dave Feldman.
Ooh, yeah.
About 10 after, we're going to talk about what happened in Mexico.
That's awesome.
How it is exploding, how the first couple have been here in the States, how well it went in Cancun, what is next.
And they just announced Australia coming up on their lineup this year.
Well, we need to get on board when it's time.
If
this is
passport,
Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Baby, it's all right now.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your